Hi, this is Brian Lehrer. You're listening to WNYC On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at WNYC.org and iTunes.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed Hosting Services, providing application management, hosting, professional services, security services, and compliance solutions for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
All right, listeners, pay extra special attention here. 7, 9, 14, 16, 23, 29, got it. If you happen to buy a lotto ticket with that number on it in Newark, New Jersey, about a year ago, today may be your lucky day. 7, 9, 14, 16, 23, 49. Why? It is February 29th, Leap Day, and that $9 million New Jersey lotto ticket with that number needs to be claimed by March 1st. So today is your bonus day. Go claim your ticket. There's something about this extra day that leads to strange stories, you know? And we want to hear yours. First of all, were you born on Leap Day? Call us if it's your birthday and celebrate that. We can only do this once every 4 years on the day. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. How about if you've taken advantage of the other February 9th leap day, 29th leap day tradition and proposed to your boyfriend? I heard a story from a friend of mine. I guess this comes out of Lil Abner and all that. But I heard a story from a friend of mine that her friend in Ireland did it on television. He demurred and later turned her down. How humiliating. And there was somebody in the Daily News. Anybody see the Today Show today? There was somebody in the Daily News today who was going to propose to her boyfriend. And if he accepted, then they would go on the Today Show at 7:45 today. So did he say yes? Did you see them? I've got to know. And, you know, of course we could talk about the whole taboo against women proposing, only men in the first place, but I think that's another show. But your February 29th stories or birthdays, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Trisha in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you. Is it your birthday?
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 7.
Oh, 7. Yeah. Okay. 7's a great age, isn't it?
It is.
Because you're not a teenager yet, but you're not a toddler anymore.
I got lots of candy.
What do you usually do to celebrate? I mean, how, you know, what day and how do you celebrate?
I celebrate on the 28th usually, and I actually went to the Martha Stewart, taping of the Martha Stewart Show, which is going to air today.
Uh-huh.
And I did my own informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific poll.
Oh, you got the whole phrase.
And everybody I talk to celebrates on the 28th.
Really? I would have guessed March 1st because it's the day, the birthday is the day after February 28th.
Well, that's what my dad says, but I think it since the 28th happens first, we all like to celebrate on that day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Way to take the poll.
Thanks.
You really are a listener. Julietta in Mount Kisco, is it your birthday?
Yes, it is, Brian.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm 14.
14 is
yeah.
A great age. So you're going through puberty right now and you're all awkward and uncomfortable.
But at least my friends say that I'm acting my age.
Yeah, I know people like you. So when do you celebrate your birthday?
Well, March 1st. March 1st, although some years I feel so bad that I don't have one. I celebrate both days.
How does it make you feel on the years that you don't have one?
Pissed at my mother for choosing to have me via cesarean on the 29th.
Was it a planned cesarean?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, only because she wanted me before her doctor went out of town on vacation.
Right. You know, but some parents, they would do that just to be different, or they give their kids these weird names just to be different. But then it's you who has to live with it.
Yeah, but I kind of like it. No, really, I do. I like it.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday. Adrienne in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adrienne.
Hi. Hi. I was proposed to on Leap Day by my boyfriend who flew me out to Alaska because he wanted to propose under the Aurora Borealis. We were taking a leap of faith under this dramatic sky. But unfortunately, the Aurora Borealis didn't show.
Oh.
The relationship didn't last either.
Oh.
Getting married.
I've seen the Aurora Borealis in the Adirondacks. It is spectacular if you ever do get to see it. But it was supposed to work the other way around on leap day. You were supposed to propose to him.
Oh, is that the way it's supposed to go? Maybe that's why it didn't work. I thought it was the light show that didn't show up.
It's still extremely romantic, though.
It was. I'm telling you. He got a lot of points for that. And every time I mentioned it to somebody, they can't believe it didn't work out, you know.
Thank you, Adrian. And Catherine in Manhattan, you did propose to your boyfriend on leap day?
I did, last leap day. And we didn't know each other for very long, but I wanted to take advantage of the opportunity to propose on Sadie Hawkins Day, as
right.
I think some people call it. And he was in Florida golfing, and I left a message on his cell phone, and he later heard it that night with his friends in the hotel, who continued to goof on him for the rest of the trip. Will you marry me? He came back and accepted. But we only just got married last December.
Uh-huh.
So it was a very long engagement.
I guess. But was it difficult for you to, I mean, did you feel like he was just, I don't know, you said you didn't know each other that long, so I guess he wasn't dragging his tail.
We knew we were right for each other.
And did he know what you were doing, that it was Sadie Hawkins Day?
Oh, he knew. Oh, he knew totally.
He knew the context. He didn't think you were just being forward.
Oh, yes. He's first generation Irish, so he was quite aware.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, we asked our staff here at WNYC, as we will continue to take some more calls, if you proposed to your boyfriend on February 29th, or if this is your birthday, 212-433-9692. We sent out an email before asking our staff to chime in if they have any strange leap day stories. So we have one, I don't know if I should name people's names here, but one contributor to WNYC's Radio Lab, Justin, I will say his name in this case, Justin Paul, is getting married today. So they will only have an anniversary every fourth year. It takes a long time to get to, like, platinum that way, so people can give you platinum. Someone else wrote back to us, 16 years ago, my cousin requested February 29th as the date to deliver her baby scheduled cesarean section. She could have chosen February 28th or March 1st, but loved the idea of her baby being born on leap day. I'm not sure how much he loves it now, but happy fourth birthday to him. All right. And people born on this day, who are sometimes called leaplings, include Pope Paul III in 1468, good old Pope Paul III, Gioacchino Rossini, the Italian composer, in 1792, John Philip Holland, an Irish inventor who invented the submarine in 1840, Jimmy Dorsey, the band leader, in 1904, Carlos Humberto Romero, the president of El Salvador, ousted in 79, born in 24, Dennis Farina, American actor, you know, from Get Shorty, Sidewalks of New York, born in 44. Tony Robbins, born in 1960. And Ja Rule in 1976 on Leap Day. Vivian in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Vivian.
How are you?
Good.
Yes, leap Day. Yes, I leapt for my husband in 1972. And I threw a Sadie Hawkins Day party because I was interested in him.
You mean you met him on this day?
No, no. I met him long before, but I leapt to show him I was interested.
Ah, you leapt on Leap Day.
That's right. I threw a Leap Day party. And we then eventually did get married on February 29th, as that was the day we kind of actually got together. And so we've been together for either 36, 29, or 5 years, depending on how you do the math.
And in your case, did he know the Leap Day tradition, or did you have to explain, honey, you know, it's February 29th, and so I'm allowed to do this, and...
Yeah, well, he eventually figured it out, but he was pretty dull.
Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Jennifer in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm excited to be on your show. I've called a bunch of times.
Great to have you.
Thanks. My daughter was born 4 years ago today.
So she's one.
And she's one today. And it's fun and very silly, but the first question everybody asks is, well, what day do you celebrate her birthday, you know, and we've got four kids, so the chances of actually having a birthday party on the kids' real birthday are pretty slim as it is.
I usually move my birthday anyway to the nearest Saturday.
Exactly. So it hasn't been an issue, but anyhow.
What does she understand of this at 4 years old? What have you told her?
Oh, nothing.
No, you didn't even bother?
She's got the four-finger thing going now, you know. She can't even say the word four for some reason when you ask her how old she is. And she's just happy to have some cake and do a piñata.
4 years from now, call us back and tell us what she thinks of it then, okay?
Will do.
Bye. And
thanks.
You can call before then, too. Barbara in Neptune, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. I'm calling about my Aunt Lou, who passed away a couple of years ago after her 25th birthday. And she was 102.
Just a shout out to Aunt Lou.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Is it Ilana in Queens? You're on WNYC.
Hi.
Hi.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
How old are you?
14.
It's a great age and a terrible age.
Well, on my last birthday, I was bat mitzvahed, which was wonderful.
When do you celebrate?
Today.
Today, of course, but I mean all the other years.
I only celebrate every 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
You really are 14.
I really am 14. It's true. I think when I was little, like the previous caller, I didn't know the difference. It was 4, 5, 7 years old. I didn't really know. But somebody said recently that she remembered in school, you know, you go in first grade, second grade, and the teacher circles a calendar for your birthday.
Uh-huh.
And when they would circle February 29th and it wasn't there, you just had a circle around an empty box. Or sometimes there was no space for your birthday at all, and it was very sad.
It's amazing that you have any self-esteem at all.
I know.
A lot of happy birthday.
Thanks so much.
Bill in Hackensack, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Oh, actually, it was NIAC. No, the reason I called was it's not my birthday or anything like that, but yeah. I just wanted to say that Gilbert Sullivan in The Pirates of Penzance addressed the whole dilemma and the moral issues of having a birthday only every 4 years. Do you recall that?
Frederick, indentured to the pirate king until his 21st birthday.
Right. They went back into servitude.
But technically only 5 birthdays had to pass.
Technically, that's true. Yeah, but still, in all, they addressed that issue. Are we going to be loyal to our 29th?
And you brought it up, and here is the king informing Frederick of the bad news.
However, I've no desire to be disloyal. Some person in authority, I don't know who, very likely the astronomer royal, has decided that although for such a beastly month as February, 28 days as a rule are plenty, 1 year in every 4 his days shall be reckoned as 29. Through some singular coincidence, I shouldn't be surprised if it were owing to the agency of an ill-natured fairy. You are the victim of this clumsy arrangement, having been born in leap year on the 29th of February. And so,
whether you feel the victim of a clumsy arrangement or just happy it's your birthday, happy birthday. Happy Sadie Hawkins Day. Have a great weekend. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out our other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This free service is made possible by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.